Pasuk, good morning, Rabbi. Pasuk Tazayin. Kiraglayim l'raya rutsu v'yimaru lishbach dom. Heichaton mispata b'pituyeim of sifsech halokos. How are you taken in? How are you fooled by their smooth, glib speech? Shekavanosim lehitiv loch. That they have your best interest in heart. V'haloi necha roos, you see sheragleim l'raya rutsu. You see how they live their lives. You see that they're a band of thieves. U'kemochein hem chafetzim bevadei l'hoir l'cha. V'yimaru lishbach dom v'imtala al daitcha. Eilich imoim ad she'akavitz momon ve'apared mehem. I'll separate from them. I'll extricate myself from the situation before it becomes dangerous. Laza omer v'yimaru lishbach dom kodem perdoscha mehem. V'hu neged ashnayim hanizkarim le'el. Again, the pasuk is following up on the two types of ganovim. Some who shed blood, some who steal without shedding blood. L'raya rutsu is b'mamon levad, v'yitlus b'mamoncha, v'yimaru lishbach dom, hu neged osam ha'horgim nefashos. Let's see at least one more pasuk and then try to process a little bit. Ki chinam mezora ha'rashas, v'enei kol bal kanof. So reshes is the netting which serves as a trap, and mezora means that it's spread out, right? As in vayizer al pnei hamoyim, when Moshe Rabbeinu scatters after burning the egel, he scatters it al pnei hamoyim. So kichinam, the food which is in the netting, which serves as the bait for the trap, but it seems to be that it's there for free. Kichina mezora hareshes, be'enei kol bal kanof. That's the way it appears to every bird that then gets entangled. But let's see the gon here. Vim tomar, halo anochi ro Hashem shleimim iti. I see that they're sincere. V'chafetzim v'tovosei ligom limaman. They're offering me a good investment. L'ze omer halosim einecha v'habet al och ha'shamayim. Look at the example of the birds of the sky. Shekol balei konof medamim la'atzmam. All the birds, they reason, they imagine, shehareshes l'chinam himezura, that the netting is there. Again, it's gratis. It's not. It's, they don't see it as a trap, and they think to themselves, v'zoha tvua asher sham tachas hareshes. That the grain which is there underneath the netting, underneath the trap, he nesuna sham l'tavosam. They think it's for their welfare. L'mizonim ube'emes ato yudeya shaloken adavaza. But really, you know that despite their perception, as convinced as they are, that's how wrong they are. There's a big yesod here, I will say. A big yesod. What the gon is here illuminating for us in the words of Shlomo HaMelech there's a yetzer hara to sometimes disregard klolim, general principles that we know to be true, and to try to assess the individual case and to rationalize for ourselves how, yeah, it's true that in general, such and such isn't a good idea. It's true that in general, but I don't really see how that relates to this case. So, for instance, Chazal saying in Gemara Sanhedrin, "La'olam al yodam avi atzma, la'olam al yavi adam atzma l'denisayin." A person shouldn't gratuitously create, look for extra nisyonos. Obviously, many, many nisyonos are just endemic to life. So that is the l'tova seinu. But a person is not supposed to al yodam avi adam atzma l'denisayin. So let's say a person is, I don't know, the yisod is too big, and I'm afraid any examples I give are going to trivialize it. So with that disclaimer, with that modor, let's say a person can get very, very cheap tickets to some vacation spot. But it's not the type of spot that the person would consider appropriate to be in. It's not the kind of place that he would think that the influences there are influences to which he should be exposed. But the deal is an unbelievable deal. Like that, they mummish of slash prices, and the deal is an unbelievable deal. So what do we do in that situation? So we tell ourselves, it's true that in general, it's not a good idea. And then we rationalize for ourselves why A, B, C, and D, why that general principle that doesn't apply over here. And Kimaduma, that if you think about it, Rabbi Osai, there are a lot of such situations in life. Again, from the sort of very commonplace to somewhat less common, from the trivial to the important. There's the yetzer hara to acknowledge a principle, but then not want to, but then rationalize making an exception. And that's exactly what Shlomo HaMelech is talking about here, what the Gaon is explaining to us. Yeah, I know that these people are professional ganav. I know that they have a terrible reputation. I know that everything they've been involved in has been crooked. But look, I don't see it here. I see this as a good business opportunity. I'm going to get in for a short time. And people can do it it can be done in the financial world. It can be done in the spiritual world. A person knows that you never jeopardize your financial base. You never do that. You never jeopardize your base. But right now, I've got this investment is just so promising. It looks like it can't go wrong. So you know what? So I'll take on the debt because I know that that's generally not a prudent mahalach. There is, it's a very, very common and strong yetzer hara that we have to acknowledge a klal and to rationalize. And it can be done, and it often, usually, is done with the sincerity as the moshel that the Gaon is giving, is that the Baal Kana of Taka really does think that, you know, that he can take the food and that could cut in the net. So here's the Kala of Elsa, which we're supposed to take away from this pasuk, is that in these types of situations, even when, not just, oh, I should look carefully again and again and scrutinize and make sure there's nothing I'm overlooking. No, the point is, even when I don't see how this is going to go wrong, even when I think I can jeopardize my financial base, but it can't go wrong. Even when I don't see, even when I'm sure I have so many safeguards built in that I can be maybe atzmi lidei nisayon by, I don't know, by enrolling in a certain school, by going to a certain vacation spot, by reading a certain book. Even when I'm convinced that it's the case, a person has to know that there's a midah, which is often the correct and applicable midah, that what determines, the determination has to be made based on what we know the klal to be, not on our assessment of the pratyazdika situation. Again, just think about it, the endless applications. Yeah, I know you're not supposed to drink and then drive, but I'm telling you, I don't feel anything. I know that. But if I felt the slightest thing, I wouldn't get behind the wheel. But I'm telling you, I don't feel anything. Despite the amount of wine that I drank on Purim, I don't feel anything. And it, you're talking that the person's not deluding himself. Itaka doesn't feel anything. But the point is that we're not supposed to try to be smarter than the klolim. Because it's not always nitan. It's not always possible to recognize it in each individual circumstance. And that's why we have to be guided by those klolim. Whether it's a klal such as al yovi odem adam den yisayon, or whatever that klal may be. Yeah. Behem le doma mi arovu, yitz penu le nafshasam. So despite the perception and the conviction that the Baal Ikonav have, the reality is shahatzayor orev aleim la'argosam, that the hunter is laying an ambush to kill the birds as soon as they become ensnared in the net. Or, yitzpenu lanafshosam, they're hiding, right? Tzofon, hidden. Tzofon barech. They're hiding the nafshosam, oshe yatzpinu as atzmam, or they're hiding themselves, b'chdei sheyiplu berishtam, so that the birds will become entangled, ensnared in the net. V'yutzadim osam b'chayim. And then that these hunters are not interested in killing their prey, but they're interested in trapping them alive. But ocha nefesh bohem, that's the yitzel nafshasam, kidei limkor osam. Vizehu nafshasam. And once again, says the Gaon, vehim gamkein neged shnei hanizkorim le'el, osam hagozlem mamon levad, which is the second half of the pasuk, O Hahargim Nefashos, which is the first half of the pasuk. Kain ochos kol botzea botza es nefesh ba'alav yikach. A person has to recognize that even if he can't see it and doesn't see it in the individual circumstance, that is the modus operandi of these people who are offering you this investment. Kol mikain derech shel Reyim or Ra'im, I don't know, the evil people or the people who pretend to be your friends who are really evil. Harotzim ligrom mamon, who ostensibly are looking to help a person grow a person's portfolio, but it's clear what the end game is. Hu bechdei shiyu yicholim likach ha'yidei zeh ha'nefesh shal osim ha'baylim shal ha'mamon shagamalo likach. Ultimately, they're gonna take away everything from the person that ostensibly they were looking to build up. Okay, so we'll stop here. Good. Okay, we'll continue with another Eretz Hashem at around 12:30 with Pesachim. Call to have a good productive morning. Be well. Be safe.